So we know more Americans are staying home, and we know restaurants are taking a serious hit. As we reported yesterday, the National Restaurant Association says the industry could lay off 5 to 7 million employees over the next 3 months. But as NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento tells us, food delivery workers are keeping busy.
It's a warm spring afternoon. Perfect weather for enjoying a meal outside. That's usually what would be happening on the patio of Croagh Street Market, one of Atlanta's most popular food halls. But today, the tables are completely deserted. Most restaurant booths have signs indicating that they're either closed or only serving food to go. But there's still foot traffic. Raymond Neville is a driver for Uber Eats. He hurries in to grab orders and get back in his car.
In the last 2 hours, I've done about 15 deliveries, which is more than normal.
He says that's been a pattern for the last couple of days.
I'm just washing my hands. I have hand sanitizer in the car, so I'm taking my own personal precautions. But yeah, hey, it is what it is.
About half of all states have placed limitations on restaurants. No dining in allowed, only takeout, delivery, and the occasional drive-thru. The new rules are part of the nationwide effort to flatten the coronavirus curve. President Trump recently encouraged executives from all the big fast food chains, like Domino's and McDonald's, to agree to close their dining rooms. That means more people stay at home, but it doesn't mean orders have to stop rolling in.
It's picked up.
Justin Willis is also a driver for Uber Eats.
Yeah, the money is definitely more than it normally is.
He says he's not too worried about potential exposure to the virus.
I'm taking a lot of precautions, gloves, wipes, and I can just go in and out. I don't touch or talk to people.
The company these two drivers work for, Uber Eats, recently announced they'd be providing drivers with sanitization products. Willis and Neville say they're using their own for now. Other drivers coming in and out of restaurants wear gloves and wipe down door handles before touching them. Some people tell me they don't want to be interviewed for sanitary reasons. And some drivers worry that continuing to deliver will put their health at risk. Online groups are getting involved too. Hashtag PayUp, a campaign for gig economy workers, is demanding that companies like Instacart, DoorDash, and Grubhub take more precautions to protect their drivers, many of whom can't afford to stop working because of the coronavirus. So far, there's been some response. Uber recently updated its sick policy to say it'll provide up to 2 weeks financial assistance to drivers who are diagnosed with COVID-19 or placed in quarantine by public health authorities. Postmates says it's also offering to help with medical expenses. Stephanie Session, who has been delivering with Uber Eats for about a year, is picking up an order at Patria Cocina.
Have you been worried at all about having to expose yourself by still going out and delivering?
No, because I'm not that close to them when I just hand off the food and go.
She says most people are choosing the contactless delivery option to leave food outside their doors. And to her, more orders and better tips makes the work worth it. It's unclear when restaurants will fully reopen, but workers like Session plan to keep delivering as long as orders keep coming in. And there may be more drivers soon. DoorDash is rolling out a new priority access program for in-house restaurant employees who would like to start delivering during their unexpected time off. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News, Atlanta.
So, what are you doing at home? Are you ordering out? Are you perhaps buying gift certificates for your favorite restaurant so they can have the money up front and maybe you'll take advantage of the certificate down the road when this passes? If you're a restaurant, how are you being innovative to stay afloat? Let us know. Hereandnow.org.